College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Tuesday. Get to our headlines this hour. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Been discussing the Dolphins 27-21 win over the Jets yesterday. Always fun to beat your rivals. That doesn't get old. I will say I like the new uniforms. I did like how they looked. I don't
now
like
that's blue, correct?
This
like
is what
a,
they
like a look. Darker navy.
Okay, dude. Look, no, they're not.
I know, but that's what I'm just saying.
Who cares about blue that looks like black? Everybody gonna say it's black.
Because
if you want it to be blue, make it blue.
I don't know. I feel like somebody put in an order and this is what came back. And they're trying to and someone is trying to be like,
you saw that?
What happened?
I just hit my head.
Did
hey,
you really?
To the Leroy.
For no, the Leroy with the okay? headphones. Yeah, right.
Any protocol?
Huh?
Hey. Any protocol?
No.
I'm good.
First of all, Jennifer. You ain't laugh at him like you laughed at me.
Because I did it. It's very
I
subtle.
Didn't see it.
Unlike you, who's not subtle, mine was very subtle. Nobody well, noticed it.
Also, I don't
noticed.
Know if the.
But that's because that's what we do. We notice when somebody makes a mistake. We look for that.
Yeah, well, was your mic on? Because when
Leo no, my did, mic wasn't on.
Yeah, so when you did it, it was.
Subtle. Yeah, no, it's not even that.
No, it was his headphones.
My headphones hit this.
It's the headphone thing.
Easy.
Very subtle. Good eye, though, Leroy. Good eye.
I was looking at the TV.
He tried to play it off. He tried to play it off by not trying to win too much. He went.
He looked like the peacock said, killer, right?
No, I'm sorry. I said, no, sir. Glad when we got a movie. He tried to move it along. Hey, he tried to play it off.
Trying to be like Zach Sealer on that.
No, because when I didn't hear no feedback, I was like, oh, my mic isn't on. And then all I heard was, and I was like, he saw it.
Josh says, Tobin, it's a dark, dark, dark navy blue. Oh!
I think they're trying to make it like the deep sea.
Stop.
Like how dark
yeah,
it's it is.
Not, I was there.
It's but if they're black jerseys.
It's black.
And they look great.
No,
they're black.
I like them.
No.
I like them. They do look good. Like, it's a cool switch up. Like, it's a little Oregon-y. Like, you know, you got the black jerseys, the black.
Man, they look like NFL Blitz uniforms, bro. Look like something you see in the back of
the
video game.
I liked that they had like the knee and then the orange lettering. Yeah. I thought it popped. I thought it popped yesterday.
It popped. It would have popped more if you could really tell that was blue.
It's not though. That's a marketing
You're
department
just
lie.
To hate on the color right now.
I'm not hating on the color. I'm telling you, I know what colors are, and that's not
no,
color.
I'm saying. Leroy is saying that it would have popped more.
Leroy.
It would have. Like everybody, most people think that's black. Most people don't even know it's blue. If you want it to be blue, make it blue. Don't make it blue black.
Well, there were
because most people gonna assume it's black.
Yeah, it's like.
I don't want to have to be standing right up next to Tua Tagovailoa to tell him that. Oh, your jersey's blue.
Yeah, this is like one of those Art Basel experiments where somebody's like. It's the darkest of dark blue. It's like, no. Sorry, put a banana on the wall. That doesn't work for me.
Okay, I ain't like, yeah, man, I'm a simpleton. I keep it with the basic colors, right? If you try to tell me something is a color and it's not,
yeah.
I ain't buying it.
That ain't
blue.
Dude, you do a black jersey with your team
you
colors.
You go ahead and you make it the color blue of your shirt right now, and you're going to complain about it and say, oh, no, that looks too much
like
the Seattle Seahawks.
No, this isn't dark blue,
like
though. If they wanted to be dark blue, you could make something navy blue, and people would know it's blue. Why make it so dark blue that everybody thinks it's black? It defeats the purpose.
It's like they went to the paint section at Home Depot and they went to the darkest section and they're just like, yeah, dude, check out my blue room. It's like, dude, you painted a black room. Like, Those might as well be the Goth Dolphins. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like I'm looking at that stupid dress. Remember that ordeal?
I hated that dress.
What was that, gold or blue?
Like, I'm going to stare at the uniform.
It was definitely white and black.
I liked them, though. I liked them. I just don't understand why we have to go through this whole lie. It's a strange thing for me. People do black jerseys all the time. It hits. People like it.
Those don't look any different to me than the Canes black jerseys.
No, because they're not.
Black uniforms.
It's the same.
Right. So, I would have liked to separate from looking like that black.
Unless you just want to tell me it's a black jersey. I would have been like, all right, cool. Right. You guys are doing a blackout. That's cool. I'm fine with that.
I told
Tried
my
and
eyes
true.
It was blue, and my eyes said, you BS, and I almost said it.
Did you did you see Mike McDaniel spring into action yesterday once there was some fisticuffs at the end? I'm like, you think he's doing anything in that?
Well, yeah, but they like
didn't matter. Like the game was called over, but I was like,
what a punt at the end of the game, right?
Oh, great
Holy
punt.
That thing checked up. I was like,
great
wow.
punt, great job by Elijah Campbell. Great job. That was a hell of a job by the Dolphins. But I saw them get crazy at the end there, and I was like, whoa, Mike McDaniel's springing into action. I'm like, is he doing anything when that happens?
He's not going to do nothing.
Hey.
Like, here, do you know why the coaches run on the field?
Hmm?
The coaches run on the field because they're a sign of authority, and guys will respect their coach, right? That's the only reason why they run it. They ain't running onto the field to stop nothing. So if it gets too out of hand, they're going to back up. But if you see your coach – right, running on the field saying "stop it," that's usually a sign of authority that'll get it to calm down even more. Because the last thing
that's
you need
Mike
in a fight
way.
Is other players stopping the fight. Because then you got other players pulling them off, other players. Then you got a melee. So yeah. Any officials, don't blow your whistle, dude. Blowing a whistle does nothing at that point. They are past the point of a whistle. They already lost the game. Everybody is hot and bothered. They mad.
What happens?
Mad. Like, just.
What happens? You get a fine for that? Like,
you can get a fine. Usually nothing. Right? Usually nothing. Sometimes the officials will actually, which is crazy, you could get ejected at the end of the game, and basically that's a $15,000 fine to get ejected. So sometimes the fine comes with the penalty.
The hell did you just type to us, Jennifer?
I was reading how the Dolphins actually describe the jerseys in their own words, and it's dark aquatic tones made to represent a team who hunts in dark waters.
First of all, minus one. Don't hunt in deep waters. And so that's
incorrect and false. My dad used to do that.
He ain't black.
Oh, you said, oh. Okay.
If you searching for things.
I heard you say people just don't do that.
You searching for things in dark water.
Yeah.
Searching for like trouble.
Searching for treasure.
Hey, check this out. That's the difference between intangibles and me, right? Y'all go towards the dark water. I go towards the light. So we always going to be separate.
You go to Bahama Blues, those nice little clear waters.
I don't feel like dolphins even go in the dark waters, though. I feel like they're always in, like, the tropical waters. Yeah. That's the thing.
The dark waters are deep.
I saw dolphins this weekend, past weekend.
Did you jump in there with them?
I wanted to.
No, you didn't.
I wanted to.
Because that shark was, like, hanging in the cut.
Funny enough, there was a headline.
She jumped in the water to play with them
shark
dolphins.
Shark attacked a dolphin in St. Augustine.
You probably would be safe around a bunch of dolphins because they can hunt sharks.
Mm-hmm. Little they force field.
Yeah, dude. Vicious.
Whenever you see a dolphin, there's usually never a shark around.
I mean, I don't know that to be a fact, but I could understand why
really?
They would be upset.
Steve Irwin?
What?
Hey,
no, I'm talking about Jennifer.
I'm just repeating what my father has said.
Bro science? You go bro science me right now?
You're gonna go ahead and say my father bro scienced me?
Yes, he's bro sciencing.
You know, people are saying I'm correct.
Jordo says Robert Saleh would have crushed Mr. Duval. He made sure guys were holding him back. I would say I agree. I think Rob Saleh would beat him in a fight.
Yeah,
him versus Duval.
But him being upset had more to do with his record and not necessarily them of the other coach.
What do you mean? They both 3-1 or who? Are they? Three? Yeah, both teams.
Where's Robert Saleh now?
In San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
He just handed them their first loss.
Okay. I can't figure out San Francisco. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, you can.
They get hurt.
That's it. Like, done. You figured them out. That's it. They get hurt. That's it.
Always hurt, right?
We'll take a break. Back with more to this.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami Sports Leader, WQAM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Dolphins 1.5-point dogs this week going to Carolina.
What?
Damn, Tyreek? Really?
Well, yeah. I don't think a lot of people came away like super impressed with the Dolphins last week. Last night.
They got a win. That's it. That's all that matters.
No, it's all that matters. I'm just talking about Hold on. Yes, that's all that matters, but it's still Vegas's eyes. Like, are they believing that the Dolphins are starting to turn something around?
To make them underdogs against Carolina?
On the road.
Dude, we could play in their backyard with all family. Like, they have looked terrible. And as bad as you think the Dolphins look.
They blanked the Falcons. Beating 30-0.
Okay.
What?
That's the Falcons.
And?
Right. The Dolphins haven't won every game, but they were competitive in three to four.
Mm.
Right? I mean, besides the game that Carolina won, it hasn't even been close.
They got smoked last week, which I agree. They're not a good team, but I don't know like if the Dolphins are sitting here being like, oh. It'll probably
– I didn't – they should, but guess what we did? As soon as they won that game against the Jets, say, ooh, now we got Carolina. We should get closer to 500. So imagine with all our thinking, when I hear the spread and hear that the Panthers are favorite in the game, how I'm taken aback by that.
It'll probably flip by the end.
You think?
Oh, it looks like on some lines it has. The Dolphins are now 1.5-point favorites. It's already flipped.
I was getting ready to say, that's not crazy.
Crazy.
That's more like it. Like, I don't care if you make it closer than I think, but there ain't nobody that thinks that Carolina should be favored in this game, right? It's Carolina, dude. Have you seen them play football?
They won a game.
If I gave you Carolina, the Saints, and who else? Who'd they beat? They beat
The Falcons.
Atlanta. I'll throw Cleveland in there and Cincinnati. Let me take Cleveland out. I'll throw Cincinnati in there. Because at least Cleveland, they may lose every game, but it's going to be relatively close based on that defense.
Right.
So
who do I think is the worst?
No, I'm saying I would say of those four teams.
Saints looked scrappy last week against the Bills.
Looking scrappy. And
everybody looks scrappy every other week, man.
They look scrappy. I'm trying to figure out the worst.
You didn't say that when the Dolphins lost to Buffalo. The Bills?
Yeah, we didn't say that they look scrappy.
Okay, they've lost 7 straight to the Bills.
Okay, but that's
7 in a row. You don't get scrappy points losing 7 in a row.
Blay.
I know. I know.
He called the same Scrappy.
I know. Hold on.
Week after.
Hold on.
I know. No,
for the Dolphins.
Are you
using two different definitions there? Because they won seven in a row don't have nothing to do with this game.
Dude,
we were talking about this recent game they played.
They
were scrappy against the Bills.
No.
Scrappy like you said the Saints were.
Okay, fine. You can call the Dolphins scrappy if you want, but it's kind of like, yeah, they were scrappy. But like the Saints have a different level. Hey, you guys were scrappy out there. You know, it's different. Different classifications right there.
Is it?
They got Spencer Rattler as their quarterback.
All right, I got you.
Like, come on, that team is. I mean, I think they were trying to tank for Arch, but I don't know what you feel about that.
You know what? You tank for the number one pick. You ain't tanking for Arch because Arch might not be the number one player, and then go from there. Because things changed. Anybody think Joe Burrow was going to be the number one pick before that year? No. That was a good draft, wasn't it?
It was a good draft.
There's only one guy that hasn't won a playoff game. Well, two guys that haven't won a playoff game in that draft.
Tua.
And Herbert.
Who's the other one?
Herbert.
Herbert.
He blew it to the Jags.
Yeah.
In his defense, he had a terrible coach.
What's worse, losing the play? Yeah, remember
Mr.
they tried
down?
To get him in the playoffs, and he still screwed it up.
Yeah, he didn't want to tie, right?
No, he didn't want to tie. He wanted to win, and the Raiders won.
That guy was an idiot. What was his name? Staley? Where is he?
Yeah.
Is he with the Rams?
Isn't he the Rams?
I think he's with the Rams, yeah. I think he's with the Rams now. Sitting there trying to figure things out. But nah, man, I look. It was nice to get a win. There's no doubt. Like they, and even against Buffalo, you want to say give him scrappy, fine. I will say Mike McDaniel looks like he's been in his bag these last couple of games. He looks like he's coaching a good game.
You know what he's did? This is coaching 101, right? If your quarterback is getting killed in the pocket, move the damn pocket. It's not rocket science. Now the plays you design for that, you can be creative with that. But rule number one, okay. If your quarterback is getting crushed sitting in the pocket, play action, roll him out, do a 2-3-step drop, then drop to a different depth. There's a lot of things you can do to just slow the defense down a little bit that has nothing to do with actual play being caught. Right? So from that standpoint, like, maybe he opened up his bag,
mm-hmm.
or maybe he just said, I got to try something that works because we ain't won a game this year. So I like the fact they moved Tua because for some reason, everybody had the mindset that Tua could only play out of the pocket.
I still get terrified.
Which is not accurate.
Yeah, but I still don't like it.
Why? Dude, do you want to win?
Dangerous. Did you not see the Kiko Maruinoa play?
Do you want to win?
I want him safe.
So all 11 players on the football field had to play football to the best of their abilities. Whatever that means.
This guy has a propensity to not being able to play football more than any of them.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you stop playing football to be safe. You know what? You can usually spot that a mile away. It does not look good.
Leroy,
if you're watching a player that's out there playing to protect himself versus playing to win the game,
we were 6 inches away from another primetime layout from him yesterday.
I was 6 inches away from being a porn star. What's your point?
What?
What's your point?
What do you mean, what's my point? What is your point?
6 inches away. That's it. Away is the key
minus
word.
One.
Well, I'm just saying. He made it sound like he was dead. No.
Dude.
You still got to play. Dude, no matter what, no matter what your status is, on a football field, you got to play football. That ain't a minus one.
It's a minus one.
I was merely using that.
Your analogy was minus one, not your point on the Tua.
Why not? Is it not same? You say almost.
Listen, I don't want to hear about your propensities to the seventh floor crew.
It got nothing to do with that. I'm just saying.
You and G-Reg with the third leg.
No, Jesus Christ, man.
I'm just telling you, now you're complaining about
Christ, man.
Too much, you're too close.
It was very close.
That's fine, but he's okay. Listen. I want everybody on the field
to
play football.
You told me last hour that Mima was sitting next to you, and she goes, oh, he's good. He's smiling. You're like, that don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
We don't know that he's okay.
Listen, I don't want Tua to get hurt. Let's be clear, okay? Don't take this the wrong way. But what I'm saying to you is this. When you go on the field, your best chances to be healthy or to play football. If you try to go out there guarded and protecting yourself, you open yourself up to more injuries or to look really bad, like when it was fourth down and he just ran out of bounds, right? Play football. Play the game. That's what your job is.
Tua's playing football. You're playing footlong.
Stop it.
Minus one.
Wow.
Hey, yo.
What?
Thank you, Vlad. I've been waiting for that.
That's it. Minus 10 for that terrible nap. Yo. Is it not?
Did you just say a foot long?
Hey, yo.
What? We're playing off of his analogies, dude. Can't have fun anymore.
I'm just saying. Like, what you say? Man, he was 6 inches away from getting hurt. Like,
it was close.
Yeah.
It was close. Kiko came in like a rocket.
It was close. And Tua gonna know. Maybe I ought to start my slide a little bit earlier. It didn't cost me.
And you want to know, when is he gonna know that? What does he got? What does he have? Four of these a year?
Are you not happy that Tua looked like he was playing football?
I was this close to not being happy.
But you weren't. That's my point.
All right. Well, this is okay. By your logic, you would go scuba diving more. Like, I don't understand what you're saying. Yeah, you would. Because it's the chances of
I'm not getting paid and watch about $60,000 to go scuba diving.
What?
Like, people want to see their players play. Teammates want to see you giving maximum effort. So you can be safe and try and be safer than you've been while still playing football.
Yeah, but he's not good at being safe.
Then
he's not good at it.
You go down with the ship then. Listen, you know what would suck? If the Dolphins was 6-11, but Tua was healthy all year because he protected himself. Oh, nobody wanted to see that crap.
All right, dude.
If the game is available and there's a chance to win it, you want all parties on the field trying to win.
Did McDaniel get a couple of games without having a banner flown?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Got to get back to 500.
If he wins next week, there'll be a couple of people peacocking, you know, like looking up what we got here.
Did any fly go on a little run?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You said there was like three, right?
It was a help wanted sign. It said help wanted, new coach, new GM, new QB. That's what the plane said.
And I would say.
Clever.
I would say everybody. It's not over. Those 3 weeks have scarred us.
You've scarred
and
me.
And you would have liked something more definitive, but football isn't always definitive. One of the highest scoring teams in the league scored 10 points against the Browns. It happens. But guess what? You get the win and you move on. So, but I'm telling you, let's be clear. Tobin, Jennifer, Vlad, you've heard me say this from the beginning. I want Tua to play football, right? Like, yeah, I don't want him to get hurt. And he has to do a better job of protecting himself, but in the confines of playing football. Don't be out there trying to protect yourself and look like you're not even trying to win.
Yeah.
Okay?
I know.
What that third and fourth down looked like a couple of weeks ago.
I understand.
When he just ran out of bounds.
But he's like the toddler that you let loose in the living room that you haven't baby-proofed. And it's just like,
okay.
And then when he hits his noggin on the coffee table, you're like, that'll learn him.
Was it trying to get a first? I can live with that. And this is not a not again. It's not that I don't want people to be healthy. It's not that I don't want them to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But once you go on that field, you have to play football. Like, you ain't out there to be safe. You out there to win a football game. So, yeah, can you be safer in the confines of what you're trying to do there? Yes. That means that, guess what? Maybe if I went head first, I could have got that first. But if we get to third and two, I'm good because I started my slide early. but I still scrambled and got some yards. So there's a way to do it. Did he cut it a little close there? Yes, I'm with you there. Okay? But I was happy he was playing football. Because 2 weeks ago, I'm telling you, it looked like he was more concerned with being healthy.
I get you, dude. I'm just saying, okay. Like, if that could have gone another way and he's doing the Joe Flacco,
then
you would have been like, hey, nice late slide, dum-dum.
You know what I would have said? He was playing football. That, like, man, look, again, I want him to be healthy, okay? I want him to take.
You know, you sound like Chris Greer with the 100% football injury rate.
No,
thing.
I don't.
A little bit.
I don't.
You kind of do.
Dude, listen. Nobody's going to feel sorry for Tua if it's 3rd and 5, he's got open field in front of him, and he throws the ball away. Nobody's going to say, hey, at least he's healthy. No, you want to see your football players play. You want to see them give maximum effort. You want to see them do everything they can for your team to win. And the second they don't see that, they get more pissed off than anybody. So the fact that we sitting here having a conversation about Tua playing football is a good thing. I want him to be healthy. I want him to choose his moments wisely. Okay?
Yeah, but that's what I don't trust him with.
Then so be it. Then so, Tobin, I'm telling you, fans do not want to hear if you throw it away, it's 3rd and 5 at the end of a football game, you trying to win, and Tua throw it away because he didn't think he could make it and he didn't want to get hit. That doesn't come across well either. It doesn't.
I understand it doesn't come across well, but you know what else doesn't come across well? Skylar Thompson starts.
Exactly. But I guess what? People would rather hear he got hurt, but he was trying to win.
What the hell happened there? Did he get picked off by a Peaky Blinder? Like, is this a lie? What's going on with Skylar?
No, he got attacked.
Yeah. Did he? Why aren't they reporting it?
They did report it.
I don't think they did.
Protect. They ain't going to report it. They want the NFL to come back.
What do you mean you were walking around at 2:30 in the morning?
Let's find out.
Why were you? The mystery goes on. One mystery that is solved is Norman Powell's an awesome guy. And we sat down with him yesterday at Miami Heat Media Day. If you guys missed that conversation, he was great.
Big boy. Big boy.
Big.
He's a lot. Hey, he's swole. Kalel, not swole. Norman Powell, swole.
Did you like when I asked Kalel that and he knew immediately what I was talking about?
Went.
He was proud of himself.
Oh, when you said show the guns?
I know. I said, I started off the interview, Vlad, I go, you got those things registered?
Yeah.
And he's looking, he goes, you know. Norman Powell, he joins us next.
Why you drag me into this?
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.